This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And in for Mike today is Michelle. Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome. Glad to be here again.
Yeah, and we are live right outside of the Beacon Building today. We're right at 814 Elm Street, right outside on the sidewalk. It's an absolutely beautiful day. And we get the shade over us right now, Michelle, so we're good.
Is the sun going to hit us?
No, the sun goes that way. The shade's going to keep going that way, so we're all covered.
Awesome.
Yes. Gorgeous day. So what's new with you?
Absolutely. Well, I have to show you this new app I got this morning.
Oh.
It's pretty awesome. Hold on. Take me a minute. It is. See it? Right there? The little mug?
Jeez.
I just got the Red Arrow app this morning. So go to your app store and download the Red Arrow app. It's so darn cute.
You nuts. Yes, the Red Arrow has their very own app now. You can download it in the Apple iStore or the Android store, and it's pretty cool.
Very cool.
And you can do our we can do our rewards on that as well.
That's
so
awesome.
Kinda cool.
That's awesome. So I've got Mo on my phone. I just love it.
That's so cool. I'm like, what did she download? We have a packed show today, as usual. We are going to do our regular segment. Even though Mike is not here, he still set me up with some comedy cold cuts, and today is going to be on Italian cuisine. We have Ray Romano we're going to hear from for Italian and Italian and Jewish cooking, apparently. And then we will be joined a little bit at the top of the hour, a little past the top of the hour, Shelley Wolcott, spiceblends.com, Healthy Solution Spice Blends. Did you ever use her spice blends?
No.
Oh, my goodness. They are so good.
I bet.
They are an all-natural herb and spice seasonings, and she has them for... for seafood and meat and fish and, you know, all kinds
like
of stuff.
For spaghetti sauce or anything like that,
I'm pretty
wonder?
Sure. Yeah. She'll be joining us today. And then she's also going to be doing a bi-weekly segment. So she's nice. Going to come in and show us how to use her spice blends with different recipes. So I'm really anxious to talk to her. So
that
should
be
fun.
Awesome.
Yeah. And we are, and actually, if you know where Grolin Communications is, we are right outside, directly in front of Grolin, a little bit, to their left, if you're facing Elm Street. Someone from Grolin, I believe, is going to come out and chat with us for a little bit, so you can hear a little bit about Grolin. And then we have a real special treat for later, towards the end of the show at 1:30. We will be joined by Kim. One of the old deviled eggs, old listeners remember that. He is going to be doing some carbecuing.
I can't even
believe it.
Okay, and
it's exactly what that sounds like, carbecuing. So if you're in the downtown area, you will see there's a cone right in front of our cart here. And he's going to pull up in his Jeep, and he's going to be engine cooking. I have no idea what he's cooking.
You mean like car engine cooking?
Carbecue.
Yes, I've like heard him talk about it before, that you can cook on a car engine.
Well, you know what? We are going to be tasting it today firsthand.
Oh, okay.
So, yes. And,
it's always something to look forward to. Always something to look forward to. Let me go through some of the Food for Thought sponsors. Integrity Health Coaching Solutions in Bedford and Londonderry. Red Arrow Diners, Manchester, Milford, and Drive Through in Londonderry. Also the regular diner in Londonderry. Fallon's Furniture, the official decorator of the Green Room for Food for Thought. New England Coffee, the official coffee for Food for Thought. Casey's Rib Shack, famous Hickory Smoked Award-winning Southern Pit Barbecue. Grasshopper's Garden Supply in New Boston. And Mama McDonough's Irish Pub in Hillsboro.
We need to go check out that Mama McDonough's.
I was just going to say that.
They do breakfast on the weekends, and I hear that it is a fantastic breakfast that they do.
Sounds good to me.
And they do... weeknight they have entertainment and stuff, and they say it's a pretty happening place.
And they must have like famous Irish foods.
They have all kinds of Irish food.
Yeah.
We spoke with the owner a couple weeks back, and it's on Daryl's mind to do list. So
excellent.
And you know what? Dan from Grolin Communications just came out, so we're going to just chat with him for a bit. Is that working?
Testing.
Yeah.
You can hear me?
I can hear you.
I can hear you.
All right, I'm going to hand this over to you, Dan.
So, hi, Dan.
Hi, how's it going?
Very good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
So, why don't we let people know what happens at Grolin Communications?
Well, we're a computer technology service provider, so pretty much we can fix anybody's computer. I mean, if you're having any issues with your PC or your Mac or anything like that, we're able to fix that for you. Just come in, drop it off at the shop. Usually takes a business day or two for us to do diagnostic, usually about another day or so to actually get the repair done. Most of the times you get your computer fixed and back in 2 to 3 business days.
Very good. And you know, there's nothing worse than when your computer goes down.
It's definitely the worst. I mean, it's become such an essential part of your life now that, I mean, if it goes down, you need it back quickly.
It really does. I mean, we had some problems with our modem. With the Comcast box? I said it right.
Yeah,
I can't even
believe
it.
Girl.
Well, we were having problems with our we couldn't go online, which, I mean, you do everything online, you know?
Yep.
And, oh my gosh, it was like 2 or 3 days, and we were freaking out. And then they said, you know, after being on the phone with them for a couple hours and going down to get the new modem, and then we had to set it up on our own, we couldn't even do it. It was horrible.
Yeah, but I mean,
so there's nothing worse than that. And, you know, we do use you guys, Grolin Communications. Yeah. I mean, it's awesome because you're right in the same building that we are, and you guys are great.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even if you have any issues like that, if you have issues at your own house, you're trying to get something set up, we do on-site work as well. So, I mean, we have no problem coming out and helping people get set up with anything that they need or anything else like that.
That is great. So, listeners out there, if you have problems with your computers, you can give Grolin Communications a call. How do they find you?
You can go to Grolin.com. That's our website. A lot of our information about our services is up there. Or if you want to give us a call, you can give us a call anytime. That's 645-0101.
Perfect.
Easy number to remember.
Perfect. Absolutely.
Do you have any, like before I let you go, do you have any tips for, you know, anybody to maybe try and, what am I trying to say?
Trying to avoid problems.
Yes.
Things like that.
Yes. Yeah, like anything to, you know, that we can do.
The best tip that I can give is that nobody from Microsoft's going to contact you about a virus on your computer. So if you're, I mean, there's a lot of scams that go around. There's somebody's trying to call with fake tech support, things like that. They try to get you to pay for tech support. A lot of the times if you're getting a call like that, it's not legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you ever have any concerns, I recommend, you know, giving us or giving anybody a call and just checking to make sure that it's safe first before we proceed and give out any personal information or anything like that, because people are always after your personal information. So you just got to be careful about that.
So listeners can give you a call, and you'll answer that for us.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
We tell them what
we have free answers to questions. If you have any questions about anything that you're going through, any problems that you're having, if you get any weird phone calls, emails, anything like that, you can describe the situation from us. We can give you an opinion about it. We can let you know what we think.
Very awesome. Good. And you know, I'm actually standing here, and Dan just said that if you have a question, answers are always free. They have a little sandwich board right out in front of Grolin right here at 814 Elm Street. Thank you very much.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Thank you. All right. That was very, very helpful. All right. So,
awesome.
Michelle.
Awesome. Had a wonderful sandwich. What was that sandwich called
that
we that had
really
for lunch?
Good? We had a sandwich over at Midtown, right here at Midtown Cafe, and it was a vegetable grilled cheese.
Yeah.
It was on multigrain bread, and it had a couple different cheeses, as well as spinach, red onion, and tomatoes. Wasn't it delicious? With a
chipotle
dip.
Sauce.
Yes.
Ooh, a little spicy. If you like spicy, it was perfect.
It's kind of cool that she cuts it like in little strips,
yeah,
and then you
so
just
you
pick it
dip.
Up and dip it in the little chipotle. And I'll tell you, if
very
you guys
good.
Like heat, it has some heat
yeah,
to
it. Yeah, it does have heat. So
it
if you don't put so much. That's
exactly.
all.
Exactly.
It's really good taste. Really good taste.
Okay. I think we're going to go on our break. Wait a minute. Did I... trying to you know what, just to remind listeners also, you know, my sister-in-law is on her Camino walk. I believe they're a little, I think they're almost at like 130 miles at this point. Isn't that crazy? And you can check out her progress at CaminoMentalHealthWalk.com, and it is a great blog that she does. She's posting pictures almost daily, and just the journey and the people that they're meeting is just incredible.
Yeah, and talk about a small world real quick. My son Kyle, his future father-in-law and his girlfriend are also, they just joined the walk about where Lori is.
Camino Walk?
Yes. They're,
are
they're
you
on, they're
kidding?
About, because Brian was showing me yesterday, they're exactly around the same area. They did the first part of the walk 2 years ago, and they're finishing it this year.
That's
and
what
they
people
just
do.
Joined
they do,
it.
Like, spurts of it at a
I
time.
I saw it on Facebook. I'm like, you have to find Lori and her two girls, and I told Lori to find them, so hopefully they'll walk into each other at some point.
That is like the coolest
I know. It's a small
thing.
World, isn't
what
it?
What a small
yeah,
world.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing.
Cool.
I don't think I'm trying to see if I pulled off today's food haul. Oh, I did. Oh, it's National Peach Ice Cream Day. Honestly, I don't think I've ever heard of peach ice cream. Have you?
I had it when we were in, I think it was South Africa. I had peach ice cream. Yeah.
It sounds kind of interesting.
It was really good.
Yeah, I do like peaches, you know.
Yeah.
The only thing with peaches, you know, you've got to get them when they're, you know, in season, I guess, you know, because otherwise you not in season peach is yucky.
Yeah.
You know, I like them when you bite into it and the juice just goes right down your right down your chin. So, okay, you know what? You're listening to Food for Thought. Again, we are live. It is our summer series, Fridays out on the sidewalk. And I should put a little shout out to Tracy. Thank you so much for setting this up. And you were such a pro at it.
A pro after one time,
right?
Yeah. I got lucky.
I was watching you, and you just, Bob would be very proud.
Thank you.
He'd be very proud. And let's do a little shout out to J-Dog's back at the station. Hi, J-Dog.
Howdy. I've had peach ice cream before, and it's fantastic.
Ah, where have you had peach ice cream?
Let's see. I've had from the big boys, i.e. Ben and Jerry's, when they did Willie Nelson's Peach Cobbler.
Oh,
and let's see. I've also had it at Granite State Candy a couple of times.
I was going to say Granite State had to have had it.
Well, Granite State Candy's just two doors down from us here.
Yes.
Hello.
We should go
yummy.
See if they have it.
Okay. Right. Maybe we're going to try some
top off our
ice cream.
Summer series day.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Maybe we'll do that at the top
it's
of the
good
hour.
Day to have it.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. It definitely is. All right. And you're all set with our Comedy Cold Cuts, J-Dog, when we come back?
I am. Yep.
All right. Stay tuned, listeners. We'll be right back with Comedy Cold Cuts, Italian cooking. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And in for Mike today is my buddy, Michelle. Thank you so much for coming. And we are live right outside. We're doing our summer series. It's Friday. And it's such a gorgeous day to be outside.
Beautiful. It's unbelievable, actually. Perfect summer day. No humidity.
I know. Perfect. Perfect.
Yep.
And So we are going to get right into our comedy cold cuts. I listened to them all, and they are hilarious.
I'm laughing at your uncle.
Oh,
Bert.
Uncle Bert.
I got to say hi to Bert.
Here in front of us. Today's Comedy Cold Cuts is all about Italian cuisine. And this first one is Ray Romano. It's Italian Mother's Cooking. Take it away, J-Dog.
I'm Italian. I am Italian. Yeah, I have to. Oh, all right. Italian and Jewish, very similar. Really, almost exactly the same. Same neurotic mother. Yeah. Oh, they're from the same mold. Same, the food mother. They don't understand that you're full, you're done. When you sit down at a meal, you can't stop. Even as an adult, when we eat over at my mother's house, oh, if we try to leave, she'll wrap it up for you first. They're quick. She'll beat you to the front door. They're wrap-up ninjas. I'm getting something out of the car, Ma. Take this with you. Look where you parked. Oh, they're nuts. As a child, it's horrible. I would warn my friends when they ate over my house. I would tell them, look, when you're done with the meal, my mother's going to try to give you more. All right? And it's very tricky. Be careful if you want a little more. That's very tricky, because don't tell her that. If you say you want a little more, she's going to give you a lot. Tell her you don't want any more. Just say, no, none for me. Boom. A little bit more right there. That's all. If you want a lot, tell her you want a little. Stay a step ahead of her. That's all. That's how it works. It's very simple. And if you don't want any, you have to shoot her. Shoot her. You just don't even hesitate. Just none for me. No, you take a little. No, I don't think so, Miss Romano. All right? Put it back in the bowl, you psycho lady. Put it back. Now pan the spoon to Ray. Nice and easy. Put your hands up. She's got a cannoli in her apron.
That was Ray Romano, Italian Mother's Cooking. Can you relate to that at all? I mean, we're not Italian, but...
No.
You can't relate to that, though? Like, you know, your grandmother's or...
Well, I couldn't leave the table without eating everything on my plate.
Yeah, me too. That's why I look the way I look.
You know?
How about you, Tracy?
I absolutely can, and it's my French mother-in-law, so not Italian.
French, yeah.
Yeah, you want some more? There's plenty more. No, I'm good. There's plenty more. You want some more? She always wants to make sure everybody is hungry, and of course it is wrapped up and out the door with... everything.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Donna, when Donna was here from Delaware, she does not waste any food at all. And she will eat literally like everything on her plate. Doesn't waste anything. She said that's how she was brought up. And she still continues, you know, to do that. So, yeah. All right, let's get into the next one. It is John Panette, The Dangers of Eating in Italy.
It's my husband's favorite comedian.
John Panette, he's so funny.
He's
we listen to him. Mike puts him on quite a bit. He's
late,
pretty funny.
Great.
Yes,
unfortunately.
Yes. Okay, take it away, J-Dog.
I did love Italy, though. In Italy, there's no such thing as an all-you-can-eat buffet. That's just the way it is. And I walked into this little mom-and-pop Italian restaurant, and I said, feed me, I'm hungry, in Italian. It's sono affamato. I can say it in 27 languages. I can write it in hieroglyphics if I have to. And I said to them, can we order? And they said, no, first we're gonna bring out some food. This will be my new home. So he brought out, like, sandwiches. He brought out fried calamari, potato and gnocchi, pollo voltastano, eggplant milanese. Then he says, now we come, we take your order. You're not scaring me. They brought out food for hours. We are fighting amongst ourselves. Stop ordering. This is enough. I didn't order this. I didn't order this either. They're just bringing out stuff. Let's get out of here. We had a friend with us, Timmy. He was too skinny. We should have known. He shouldn't have come. Halfway through the meal, he died. And they kept on trying to feed him. They were smacking him. What's the matter? You don't like it? He's dead. Pass that over here.
Oh, my goodness. That's hilarious. John Panette, Dangers of Eating in Italy. Have you ever been to Italy?
No, and I want to go.
I know. I haven't either. How about you, Tracy?
It was on the plan for our 20th wedding anniversary, but we had children instead, so that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Well, maybe your 40th.
Maybe.
Right? Yeah. There you go. Well, all right.
So I can't relate to that one, but it was funny.
That was funny. John Panette, he's pretty hilarious. Do you like to eat Italian food?
I love Italian food.
You know,
do.
How about you, Tracy?
Well, based on the look on your face, I was just going to say, who doesn't love to eat Italian food? But I'm wondering, do you not?
I am not an Italian food eater. I mean, I can eat it. I it's okay. But, you know, to go, like, out to dinner, I really almost never Italian.
Yeah,
yeah,
we don't
not,
go very often.
I don't know. I don't know, too, if it's because, I mean, when I think of Italian, too, you know, spaghetti and, you know, parmesans and stuff like that, I think of, you know, too many calories.
True.
You know, so
see,
I
love
know.
Eggplant. Mm.
Well, we're standing, of course, right in front of Piccola,
the
Italian restaurant, and they have the best eggplant rollatini.
Yes, it's my absolute favorite thing. I can't go there and not get that.
I've never had
so good.
Oh my gosh, it's
ridiculous.
So good. It's very, very good.
Yeah. His sauce is very good too. He's got very good sauce.
It is. All right. Well, let's listen. We have another John Panette, and this one is on gelato. I love gelato, too. So go ahead, J-Dog.
I don't do well in lines. I was in Italy and in June, which I loved. I'm in line in Naples for gelato. And the gelato in Naples is legendary, Italian ice cream. It's not good like, oh, I think I'll have another scoop. It's good like, well, I'll sell all my stuff, I'll move here, and I'll eat gelato. It's that good. And I've got people in front of me, they're having samples of the gelato. Why? Just try it, take a chance. Can I try your mango? No! It's mango! Guy in front of me, can I try the chocolate? No! Chocolate is chocolate. The tasting rule isn't for chocolate. I never once had a chocolate and said, oh, this is different. I wish I'd tried it. Get out of the line. You try something. You tried butter brickle. Nobody knows what that tastes like.
Butter brickle.
Watch me. Watch me. But once you get the gelato, it is good. In the Sistine Chapel, the angels are pointing to the gelato shop.
Oh my gosh. Are you a gelato person?
I love gelato. Oh
I
my
do
gosh,
too.
Delicious.
I do too. How about you?
It's not something I get ever.
No?
No. I go straight for the full
straight on the ice yeah. cream.
Chocolate chunk mint ice cream. That's my go-to.
Well, I don't eat ice cream all that often.
Me neither.
You know, because again, the calories yeah. and, you know, and all that. But last Sunday, we were at my sister's house by the pool. She lives in Hooksett off Route 3A on the river. And
we'll all go visit now. Just oh, pool, we're there.
Yeah, right.
Sorry.
She has a gorgeous backyard.
And a great pool.
Yeah. And, actually, speaking of the pool, I'm just going to say this before I continue my ice cream story. But we're in the pool, Daryl and I, and I'm like, I go, oh, yeah, it's salt water. And Daryl's like, oh, yeah, really, salt water. I'm like, no, my sister's pool is salt water.
Yeah.
And he's like, it is not. I'm like, yes, it is. I'm like, taste the water. I'm like taking the water and I'm like putting it on his lips. It was so funny. He'd never heard of that. It was kind of funny.
That's funny.
But anyway, so we left there, and Maryvale is right near her house, Maryvale on Route 3A. I love over there cotton candy ice cream. They have the best. Cotton candy. You don't like cotton candy?
It's too sweet. I don't like sweet ice creams. Sweet ice creams. I only eat certain, like coffee and coffee.
That
ice
is one
cream.
I don't
sweeter
like.
The better
French
for me.
Vanilla, and then that's
I like
about
French vanilla.
It.
I do like. I don't like coffee ice cream though, for some reason. But no, they have the best cotton candy ice cream, and I had a small.
I have to try that one.
It is really, really good. Your kids would love it over there. They have all different funky flavors and all.
What's it called again?
Maryvale. Maryvale. M-E-R-R-I-V-A-L-E. And they have a little restaurant there, too, with great pizza and nice, real nice menus, subs and sandwiches and all that. And even dinners and stuff. So, all right, you are listening to Food for Thought. We're on The Pulse, 107.7. You can also stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com. It is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And we are going to go on a short break. And when we come back, we're going to hear from Weird L. Lasagna. He's going to sing a song. It's the La Bamba parody. So stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Do you remember this music, Michelle?
Yes.
Right? Welcome back. Food for Thought. Carol and Mike. In for Mike is Michelle. And Tracy's here with us, too. So nice. Gorgeous day. We are live right out in front of the Beacon Building, right at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. You can't miss us. We're right on the sidewalk. And we're in the middle of our comedy cold cuts. We're doing it on Italian cuisine. We've listened to one of our favorites, John Panette, and as well as Ray Romano. And up next, after the top of the hour, we'll be joined with Shelley Wolcott from Healthy Spice Blend Solutions.
Solutions Spice Blends.
Healthy Solutions Spice Blends. Healthy Solutions Spice Blends. And you can check them out on the web at spiceblends.com. And I'm really excited for her segment because I use her spices, and I'm anxious to, you know, get listen to different recipes about them. So
my husband did some on the grill again the other day with a different one. It was I'm gonna forget the name of the lemon scallop one.
Yeah,
like that. The amount of lemon that you could taste it was just I don't know how you can get that out of a dry rub, but it was amazing.
Put it
on some haddock and foil in the grill, and it just really, really good.
Well, you know, and if listeners, you go to her website. Her website, the pictures that she has on her website, there's this one picture of, it's a scallop. It is so beautiful, if a scallop can be beautiful.
Yeah, they are.
Food is beautiful,
yes,
Carol.
It is.
Dick's right.
No, but
it
I'm telling you.
Get this right.
Go,
we are on a food show. It's all beautiful.
But go to spiceblends.com, and I'm telling you, look at the scallop on her website. The picture is beautiful. Hi, Jacinia.
Hi.
All right, let's do our, we have one more comedy cold cut, and it's from Weird Al Lasagna. Is that really his last name?
No, Weird Al Yankovic.
It is.
Yeah, it's Weird Al Yankovic.
Okay, you know what? That's
lasagna.
What I thought, but he usually will put the correct name, and that's why I'm like, am I saying
just
this?
Because most people just say Weird Al.
Weird Al,
Weird Al.
Okay.
You know Weird Al
All right,
is.
Okay. Take it away, J-Dog. I don't know where he finds all these
things. I know.
That's
a
crazy
cool song.
Every single week. Every week he just comes up with these awesome things, awesome
Probably
songs
from the Comedy Channel on SiriusXM.
Well, you know what he said? He says that he sometimes has a hard time because a lot of the comedians that do stuff on food, you know, he has to listen to it all because they're mostly dirty.
I know,
they say not nice names.
Yeah, a lot of vulgar stuff,
Yes.
So that probably narrows down his search results quite a bit.
Exactly. So he says sometimes it can be a little difficult. So, but anyway, yeah. So how do you guys like potato salad?
I love potato salad with a lot of herbs.
I do. I'll have it once or twice a year.
I know. And again, calories.
I do like it. But
I do, too. Yeah. I do, too.
I'd rather have the potato chips instead. Not that that's better.
My sister is a potato chip-aholic.
Mm-hmm.
Like
she is
a real potato chipaholic. Like, yeah. Like a problem.
All the flavors, everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She is.
But I came across this site on Tasting Table. And, you know, sometimes when I start looking for food stuff, it's you know, it's unbelievable how you can get so far in. You know, I think I had like 15 windows open. You know, you just go from this one to that one to this one, to that, you know. And it was, it's kind of a cool 5 different ways to make potato salad more interesting. And they have all different, you know, make it a classic potato salad, make it German, make it on the grill, make it Moroccan. My favorite one was make it Greek, right?
Yeah.
You know, and you know, when you think about it, just, you know, changing a few of the ingredients, you know, is kind of a cool idea. But the Greek one, olive oil, lemon juice, some cucumber slices, thinly sliced red onion, 2, is that cups of sliced fennel? Oh, yeah.
Fennel, yeah.
Fennel. And fennel fronds. And crumbled feta and some chopped fresh oregano. Now, doesn't that sound really good?
Delicious.
That to me sounds. Yep. That I would, you know, I'd have a, you know, a few bites of that anyway.
Now, this is probably not on your list there, but is there any variation there that does not have mayonnaise in it?
You know, that's a well. You know
German,
what?
German, I think.
You know what? What I, because I know I don't like using mayonnaise either.
Oh, that's one reason why we never have it.
Right. I would agree with that. But you know what? I'm thinking, especially even with that one, why not use some Greek yogurt?
Yep. I was just going to say Greek yogurt. Yep.
Some non-fat Greek yogurt. I bet you that
that's
that
what
would
I've been
be
putting
really
in
good.
My macaroni salad, Greek yogurt.
I use Greek yogurt quite a bit. I always have like a big tub in my in my fridge.
Too.
You know what, I'm going to try that. Mm. Potato salad with the Greek yogurt.
Yeah,
that would be
tasting delicious.
I bet that would be pretty interesting.
Yeah.
You can take this if you want, Tracy.
You know what you can do, because sometimes the Greek yogurt is so sour, is a little more sour than mayonnaise, but the consistency is like mayonnaise.
Exactly.
So add a little stevia sugar, just a little, not a lot, just a little. It'll sweeten it up a little bit like mayonnaise,
good,
but it will have no calories like mayonnaise, that's for sure.
You know, that is a great idea.
Yeah.
And you know what? This one right here, I'm just reading it, the Moroccan one is with yogurt.
Oh, there you go.
So potatoes, olive oil. What is hanou? That must be some kind of Moroccan
spice.
With yogurt, sherry vinegar, loosely chopped mint, lemon zest,
that
orange zest, and dry cured black olives. See, that one sounds really
good.
That
sounds
too.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. I used to cut up all the herbs that I grow. Anything I had, chives, basil.
I love chives.
Lots of basil, fresh basil. I think I would put like 6 or 7 different herbs. Whatever was in my garden, chop it all up, put it in there. Those herbs,
sounds
so
good.
Sounds
really, really good. Yeah. So what else is happening, girls? And you know what? I bet you that Shelley Walcott's spice blends can go into potato salad too, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine how good that would be.
Well, definitely.
Oh, my gosh. That's a great idea. She has, and you know, the ones that she says like are for seafood or the ones that are for chicken or beef, I was using them on all different things. I was using like the seafood one on chicken and, you know, vice versa all over the place. So it was really good. Very, very good. And you know what's coming up here, you guys? It's going to be held over here at the Veterans Park. Is the Granite State Brewers Association Summerfest. Brewers Summerfest. Mm-hmm. Doesn't that sound fun?
Yeah.
That's going to be held on July 25th. So not this Saturday, but next Saturday. And they also have all different levels of tickets. There's VIP parking. Designated driver tickets. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So
definitely.
You can go and you can drink, and if you have a designated driver, they get in a little bit less expensive.
Yeah.
And general admission and VIP admission as well. VIP admission gets you in, I think, an hour earlier is what that is. But if anybody's interested in that, it's July 25th, next Saturday at noontime right here at Veterans Park across from the Radisson. You can get your tickets at brownpapertickets.com.
Does it say how many brewers will be there?
You know,
usually
wait
a lot,
second.
I'm
pretty sure there, because you know MHP Michael Helpley Pierce, that does a bi-weekly segment. He will be on with us next Thursday. He's the one that is one of the ones like in charge of it. You know, it doesn't say right here. I want to say, I think he said like 20 to 25 brewers are going to be
that's
there.
Great.
So, you know, I'm not a huge beer person, but remember when we went to Tuckaway Tavern?
I've been craving that. I want some more.
We talked about that with MHP. He has a segment called Untapped. But we went to Tuckaway Tavern few weeks back for lunch, and it was a strawberry beer.
Ooh.
And they served it with a strawberry in it, too.
Inside. It was delicious.
It was light and cool and refreshing.
Perfect summer beer, for sure.
Yeah, it really was.
Just a hint of strawberry. It wasn't overpowering.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a hint.
It was perfect.
Yep.
And then the bartender told us that you can buy it out in their store, and we went out there, but
looked all over.
We couldn't find it. And then the woman that was kind of running the store, she wasn't
kind of
experienced.
Yeah, she didn't know.
And they were busy. So, but anyway, have you been to Tuckaway's yet?
I have not.
Very good.
It's on our list. It's definitely on our list.
They on Mondays and Tuesdays they do the 2-for-1 lobster roll.
Yep.
It is. Huge.
I'll have to do that when we have my kids that are at the beach with their mother-in-law right now. We're going to go get them tonight. So we will probably take them Monday or Tuesday because they love lobster rolls.
Yum. It is. I mean, the lobster roll is the lobster roll is just amazing. I liked how they served it, too. The hot dog roll was, they've made it flat, like,
yeah,
with all the lobster on top of it.
Couldn't even tell there was bread there.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. It was good. Lots of lobster, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was very good.
Yep.
Let's see. What else is happening? What do you have right there, Michelle?
I found this because I've been wanting to try it. So I pulled it out.
That looks really
lemon
good.
Well, I know. There's the lemon pudding. This is a whole page just on lemon. But listen to this.
Is this one?
That's a rice. Creamy lemon rice with herbs.
Oh, I know. We're going to go to
creamy
break
lemon
now.
Lemon rice. Okay. That's all right. We'll do it after.
All right, we are at the top of the hour, Food for Thought. And when we come back, we are going to be joined with Shelley Wolcott of Healthy Spice Blend Solutions. Stay tuned. Food for Thought. We'll be right back.